this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lions District S newsletter for April, May of 2023. Right off the bat, a big thank you. Oh, and this is titled The Lions Express. Thank you for all you do. From Tammy Thomas, the camp director of Camp Dogwood. We just want to take a moment to say thank you to everyone who was able to volunteer in April to work on various projects around our beautiful Camp Dogwood. The projects this year included painting the exterior of the putt-putt barn, power washing, painting railings, and weeding flower beds. Lions also spent multiple hours sorting the mountain of eyeglasses in storage. We still have a few projects around camp to complete, including as outside projects, eyeglass sorting for groups of four or less, and indoor projects such as putting together the Brighter Visions portfolios for this year. If you or your club would like more information, please have them contact me via email at tammy@nclionsinc.org or by phone at 828-478-2135, extension 229. Once again, thank you for all you do for Lions and Camp Dogwood. District 31S Club Officer Training scheduled. District 31S Club Officer Training will be held on Sunday, July 30th, 2023, at the Garner Lions Club at 305 West Main Street in Garner from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Internet access will be available, so feel free to bring your laptop or other mobile device. Training is specifically for club presidents, secretaries, and treasurers, but all club members are welcome to attend. Please RSVP to PDG Lion Barbara Beltran at lionbarbara31s@yahoo.com. Or call 919-638-1580 by July 25th of 2023 if you are planning to attend. A second session is also being planned for August 19th of 2023. More details will be sent once arrangements are finalized. Here's an article entitled Meet the Vision Champions, Jamal Fairley. This is written by Elizabeth Edwards, Content Specialist for Lions Clubs International Foundation. This is from December 21st of 2022. At the Theodore R. and Thelma A. Gibson Charter School, Assistant Principal Jamal Fairley is a dedicated educator with more than 20 years of experience who understands that quality vision care is essential for his students' success. Kids deserve a chance for education, and if they can't see, it's going to be hard for them to succeed, Fairley said. Fairley is one of the many principals and educators throughout the world who understands the need for the Sight for Kids program, the world's largest known school-based health program, co-founded in 2002 by Lions Clubs International Foundation and Johnson & Johnson Vision. The program provides communities with the tools critical to provide all children with equal access to quality eye health care. The low-income schools and underserved communities across the globe, Lion volunteers and eye care professionals mobilize to provide comprehensive eye health services, from screening children to providing eyeglasses and special treatments. More than 42 million children around the world have been helped through the program over the last 20 years. Fairley's school, the Gibson Charter School, is a tuition-free public charter school for kindergarten to sixth grade students located in the Overtown neighborhood, a greatly underserved community in Miami, Florida. The school adopted the program in the 2021-22 school year. The Sight for Kids program is an opportunity to give kids a level playing field, Fairley said. It is essential for kids to be able to read, see, and participate the same way that all the other students without vision impairments can. The school is already seeing results from Fairley's dedication as an educator and decision to welcome the Sight for Kids program to the school. The school's overall grade increased from an F rating school to a C rating school this academic year. Ratings from the Florida Department of Education are based on standardized test scores, graduation rates, and industry certifications earned. Fairley recounted the impact a pair of glasses had on a third grade student named Caitlin. Before she received her glasses, she was mostly withdrawn with low confidence in herself and her academic ability. She would act out in class and not pay attention. Now her grades and attendance have improved drastically, and she's stopped acting out in class, he said. Even if only one student at the school receives glasses, it is a benefit for the entire classroom, he said. Next year, the Gibson Charter School will move to a brand new facility sponsored by former professional basketball player Alonzo Mourning, and Fairley hopes the school's overall grade will continue to improve. As an educator, if you really do a good job, the school will get recognition on its own. As an administrator, you are not in it for the recognition, but for what can be done to help kids succeed, he said. You put students first in every decision that you make. For Fairley, it was an easy decision to include the Sight for Kids program at Gibson Charter School. The mobile unit through the Sight for Kids program brings vision screenings and glasses directly to our students, he said. We find that having all those comprehensive services right at the fingertips is very important for the kids, and it works wonders because it solves a need in such a fast time. Local Lions and ophthalmologists help administer the screenings, which also brings the local community together to support students in our community, he said. Local Lions and ophthalmologists are creating a wonderful, loving environment and serving as role models for our students, he said. The Meet the Champions series is an ongoing series highlighting champions of the Kids for Sight program and celebrating the 20 years of the Sight for Kids program, helping the world see clearly. North Raleigh Lions Club Fundraiser. The North Raleigh Lions Club uses Terry Lind fundraising to raise funds for the club as well as NCLI and LCI projects. This is an ongoing fundraising opportunity for the club to support community projects. A portion of every product sold on the website benefits the North Raleigh Lions Club. Please visit the club's site at https://NorthRaleighLions.TerryLynn, and that's spelled TerryLynn.com. 2023 Camp Dogwood Summer Camp Season by Tammy Thomas, the camp administrator for the Camp Dogwood for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Hello, Lion. We need you. Hopefully you're already thinking of volunteering with us next summer. Volunteering for a week with visually impaired blind campers will be the most rewarding experience of your summer. You can make a significant difference in the lives of blind and visually impaired. Do you enjoy helping people? Come to experience what Camp Dogwood is all about and how important it is to the individuals we serve. For summer of 2023, Camp Dogwood will serve up to 75 to 80 campers per week. To accomplish this, we need approximately 10 volunteers each week. Meals and lodging are provided at no charge to our volunteers. Wireless internet is available if you'd like to bring your laptop. This is a one-week commitment. We request that all volunteers arrive by 1 p.m. on Sunday to assist with check-in and depart after the campers leave the following Thursday. If you wish, you may arrive on Saturday. If you choose to do so, please notify the camp office. We have a volunteer orientation meeting at 3 p.m. on arrival Sundays. If you need additional information or applications, please let us know. We are happy to mail them out, and they are also available on our website, www.nclionscampdogwood.org. Once your application has been approved and your week has been assigned, I will email or mail you a confirmation. We encourage you to bring your spouse or a Lion friend to volunteer with. If you cannot volunteer this summer, please help us by passing on this application to someone who can. Please read all application information carefully, including the standards of conduct policy. Please return the application to me as soon as possible. Feel free to contact me with any questions at 828-478-2000. 2135, extension 229, or email me at tammy@nclionsinc.org. We look forward to having you here. There are 8 sessions, and remaining at the time that I'm recording this are sessions 4 through 8. Session 4 is June 25th to June 29th. Session 5 is July 2 to July 6. Session 6 is July 9 to 13. Session 7, July 23rd to 27th. And that session is for teens ages 13 to 17 only. Session 8 is from July 30th to August 3rd. And that session is Family Camp, parents and VIP youths only. The sessions are subject to change. Please check with Camp Dogwood before rescheduling any campers or volunteers. So qualifications for camp volunteers. The applicant must be a Lion in good standing of a North Carolina Lions Club, or an immediate family member, at least 18 years old, of a Lion in good standing of a North Carolina Lions Club and attending with that Lion, or a former counselor. All others must submit 3 letters of recommendation from Lions in good standing of a North Carolina Lions Club. Persons will not be allowed to serve as volunteers and campers during the same camp season. District 31N Awards and Installation Banquet. The District 31N Awards and Installation Banquet will be held on July 15, 2023 at First Baptist Church, located at 239 Middle Street in New Bern, North Carolina. The event will begin at 1 p.m. District 31S Awards and Installation Banquet. The District 31S Awards and Installation Banquet will be held on June 10, 2023. At the Wendell Lions Club, located at 700 Lions Club Road in Wendell, North Carolina. The event will begin at 3 p.m. Here's an announcement for an auction for Abby Hayes Carmen, July 15th. And there's a photo of an adorable child playing with some toys. Abby Hayes Carmen has been diagnosed with a rare eye cancer, retinoblastoma. Her family has insurance to help with the cost of treatments, but it is not fully covered. There is also additional cost of traveling back and forth for Duke weekly. A raffle ticket drawing will be held on July 15, 2023 at 8 p.m. at Market Sold Auction and also live on Facebook. Raffle ticket donation is $20 per ticket or 6 tickets for $100. The grand prize is a Spartan Mowers RT-HD 61-inch zero-turn lawnmower. If you're interested in making a donation or purchasing a raffle ticket, please reach out to Tammy Thomas at 828-244-4342 with the Sherrills Ford Lions Club. Second Annual NC Lions Day of Service. The Second Annual North Carolina Lions Day of Service will be observed on Saturday, September 30th, 2023. This observance was instituted in 2022 and will be observed the last Saturday in September every year. The theme for 2022 was hunger, and approximately 35 tons of food was collected. The theme for 2023 will be vision. Future themes will be diabetes in 2024 and children's pediatric cancer in 2025. LCICon 2023 Boston. The 105th Lions Club's International Convention will be held in Boston, Massachusetts, July 7th through 11th of 2023. The event will be held at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. Boston is a vibrant city with tons of history, perfectly suited for the modern traveler. While you're in Boston for LCICon 2023, take advantage of the many historical tours, museums, and other attractions around the city. Learn about the American Revolution on the 2.5-mile Red Brick Freedom Trail, or see how African Americans lived in 19th century Boston on the Black Heritage Trail. Want to catch a game? Then watch the Red Sox at historic Fenway Park. Or how about a little retail therapy? The city boasts a number of chic boutiques, high-end shops, and historical marketplaces. If you're hungry, you're in luck. Boston is a major foodie destination with a buzzing restaurant scene. Of course, there's a Dunkin' Donuts around the corner from the convention center, but why not grab brunch at Gather instead? And if you're looking for that legendary clam chowder, oysters, or scallops, then head to Legal Seafoods in between sessions. After a great day at convention, you can end the night with dinner and drinks at Harpoon Brewery. Still not enough? Don't worry, there's something for everyone in Boston. The Convention Center is in Boston's Seaport District, a newly developed, conveniently located area that's surrounded by hotels, restaurants, and bars, so you'll be able to attend convention, then duck out for a meal or simply relax. And at just 3 miles from Logan International Airport, it won't take you long to get there. The registration fee for attendees through January 13th, 2023 is $175. The registration fee thereafter through June 30th of 2023 is $250. Regular registration July 1st, 2023 to on-site is $325. Registration for Alpha Leos ages 12 to 17 is $20. Registration for Omega Leos ages 18 to 30 is $100. Guests who book their housing with Lions Club International at a delegation hotel will have free shuttle transportation to all official convention events. Booking your hotel through us helps keep convention costs low. Lions and Leos will be assigned to their delegation hotels on a first-come, first-served basis through January 13th of 2023. After January 13th, Lions and Leos can choose their delegation hotel or a hotel based on a rate or location subject to availability. In addition to at least one adult registration payment, a hotel deposit in the amount of $200 per room is required to make a reservation. The deposit is not the daily rate, but will guarantee the reservation. The $200 deposit will be credited to your guest folio at checkout. A minimum of 2 nights is required to book your housing with Lions International. The cancellation deadline for individual and group refunds of hotel deposits is Monday, May 1st, 2023. And that's valid travel dates for a discount on airlines, including United Air, are July 4th to 14th of 2023. Attendees may book through United on the meeting's travel webpage. And discount level travel is available based on the first letter of the fare basis. Discounts are not permitted on basic economy fares, including passenger types EOU, ERU, ERS, and ERT. Mileage Plus members earn premium qualifying dollars and miles for their travel. There is a new 100% President Award announcement. Lions, a new District Governor's Award will be given this year, the 100% President Award. Qualifications for the award. The club must be in good standing. International dues and new member fees must be paid in full. And no balance of $50 or more that is 90 days or more past due. The club must conduct at least one major service project and at least one major fundraiser. The club must achieve a net growth in membership, or the president must personally sponsor at least one new member. The club has publicized the club's service activities to the public and effectively communicated activities to club members. The president must attend district officer training, either in person or online for the club. Conduct regular and meaningful club and board meetings, ensure that all outstanding bills are paid in a timely fashion, ensure that all membership and activities reports are submitted for the club in a timely fashion, attend at least one zone meeting and ensure that the club is represented in at least one additional meeting, actively participate in two or more club projects, attend at least three of the following, the first and one other cabinet meeting, Lions Clubs International Convention, the USA-Canada Lions Leadership Forum, NC Lions State Convention, District Midwinter Convention, or regional meeting. In memory of Jerry C. Thomas, Jr., October 22, 1969 to May 18, 2023. Jerry C. Thomas, Jr., 53 years old, of Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, passed away on May 18, 2023, in Sherrills Ford, North Carolina. Jerry was born in Grundy, Virginia, to Jerry and Lois. He graduated from Bunker Hill High School in Catawba, North Carolina, in 1987. He was married to Tammy Thomas with two children, Lisa Baxter of Omega, Georgia, and Josh Thomas of Sherrills Ford, North Carolina. Jerry had only two jobs in his life. He worked as a foreman for 17 years at Carolina Mills No. 2, and then as a machine operator, Haynes, in Conover. He was a member of the Sherrills Ford Lions Club. Jerry is preceded in death by his father, Jerry C. Thomas, and his mother, Lois Hughes. Jerry is survived by wife Tammy Thomas and his two children, Lisa Baxter of Omega, Georgia, and Josh Thomas of Sherrills Ford. His sister Jenny Dyson of Taylorsville, North Carolina, brother Eric Thomas of Rossville, Illinois, and Clara Knopp of Conover. Services will be held on June 17, 2023, at the Family Cemetery in Virginia. Memorials may be given to NC Lions, Inc. Jerry's family wishes to extend their sincere thanks to Dr. Madukuri, the radiology staff, and nurses with Novant Hospital, and Carolina Caring for taking care of Jerry when he needed help the most. In memory of Nelson Nick Lee Metz, Sr., January 28, 1944 to April 27, 2023. Nelson Nick Lee Metz, Sr. passed away at home on Thursday evening, April 27, 2023, with his faithful wife Melba and brother Bruce by his side. He was 79 years old. Nick was preceded in death by his beloved daughter, Kendall Michelle Metz, parents Joseph Martin and Hattie Mae Jarman Metz, brothers Ivy, Joseph, Joe, Jean, and Sydney, sisters Hilda, Margaret, Faye, and infant Gladys. Nick was born in Comfort, North Carolina, on January 28, 1944. At age 18, Nick relocated to Washington, D.C. to begin his adult life. After finding his way to the mountains of North Carolina, he later met his best friend and the love of his life, Melba Hadley, in Hudson, where he owned and operated multiple restaurants. They and their children enjoyed 39 years together. Nick never met a stranger. Everyone he met grew to love him. No one around him ever wanted for anything. He provided selflessly for his family and those he loved. Nick gave us all a work ethic to live by. He worked tirelessly at Nick's Maintenance and Janitorial Incorporated, no matter how he felt, to ensure his family and work family were taken care of. After every work day was done, he wanted nothing more than to get home to Melba and pucker Lexi, their Yorkie poo, drinking coffee in the kitchen, snoozing on the love seat, or sitting on the porch. Lexi was his companion. Nick is survived by his caring, loving wife, Melba Hatley Metz, sons Nelson Nicky Lee Metz Jr. and David Eugene Dyson Jr., daughter Dana Jean Dyson, grandchildren Candace Farr, Kendall Trey Metz, Kayla Ray Tomchesson, Zachary Nathan Dunn, Carson Alexa Dyson, and David Eugene Dyson III. Great-grandchildren, Mackenzie Dameron, Kate Ann Nivens, Brody Absher, and Barrett Metz. Brothers Carlton Metz, Ray Metz, and Bruce Metz. Brother-in-law Chester Heath, sister-in-laws Patricia Metz and Lucy Metz, and all his cherished nephews and nieces that he loved so much. A loving thank you is extended to Nick's business relationships who have reached out by visiting, sending cards and letters, calling, and expressing love and concern. Nick's larger-than-life humor and presence will be with us all forever. In lieu of flowers, Nick's family requests donations be made to the American Cancer Society. The family received visitors from 4 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 6th at Cotton Funeral Home. A celebration of Nick's life began at 5 p.m. in the Cotton Chapel. Fond memories and expressions of sympathy may be shared with the family at www.cottonfuneralhome.com. Cards can be sent to the family at 947 10 Mile Fork Road, Trenton, North Carolina, 28585, or to Carlton Metz at P.O. Box 39, Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Apex Senior Center Activities by Lion John Lind. Our speaker at a recent meeting was Megan Rushing from the Apex Senior Center. Megan is the recreational program supervisor for Senior Programs 55+. She has always had a passion for serving older adults. Prior to coming to Apex, she was the program coordinator assistant at the Orange County Department on Aging. While there, she planned special events, arts and crafts, educational classes, and trips for older adults at two very active senior centers in Chapel Hill and Hillsborough. In addition, she was a part of the Orange County Master Aging Plan and spearheaded the racial equity team. Right before she graduated from East Carolina University in 2016, she completed a 560-hour internship with the Moore County Department on Aging near Pinehurst, North Carolina. Megan received her Bachelor of Science degree in Public Health in 2016 with a concentration in community health. Now she is here working for the town of Apex Parks Recreation and Cultural Resources, creating endless opportunities for older adults to achieve multidimensional wellness. Although she is still very young, her enthusiasm as she spoke about the programs at the Senior Center made it quite evident that she is very passionate about working with older adults. This community center offers a wide range of programs and activities to keep them active, engaged, and social. Some of the most popular services provided by the Senior Center are its fitness programs. Seniors can take part in exercise classes like pickleball, yoga, Pilates, and Zumba, as well as low-impact workouts designed specifically for older adults. These classes are led by certified instructors and are a great way to stay active and healthy. The Senior Center also offers a range of social activities, including card games, book clubs, and craft workshops. These events are a great way to meet new people, make friends, and stay engaged with the community. In addition to these programs, the Senior Center also provides a range of resources to help seniors stay informed and connected. There are computer classes to teach seniors how to use the latest technology, as well as seminars on health and wellness topics like cooking, nutrition, and chronic disease management. If you or someone you know is a senior citizen living in Apex, North Carolina, you might be interested in the services and resources offered by the Senior Center. You can learn more about the Senior Center by visiting the Apex Parks and Recreation Senior Programs website. The address right now for that is not listed on this page, so sorry about that. Apex Lions Relay 2023 by Lion John Lind. The Apex Lions Relay event was the biggest turnout we have seen yet. Thanks to Lions John and Robert, the t-shirts sold out in record time. We had two tables set up this year so we could cover both gates and new banners to hang on the canopies to help advertise. The concession stand was also extremely busy. Our Lions and Leos were amazing and kept the orders moving so customers did not have to wait too long. Last year, Lion John worked on getting us access in the building to run credit cards, and it definitely increased our sales. A big thank you to Lion Horace for the hard work and effort in getting supplies for the concession stand. And there's a photo of some men who are selling hot dogs and popcorn in the concession stand. In memory of Sherry Williams Skelton, February 9, 1959 to April 19, 2023. Sherry Williams Skelton went home to be with the Lord on April 19, 2023, after a courageous 10-month battle with cancer. She was born on February 9, 1959 in Greensboro, North Carolina, to Charles and Helen Williams. Sherry grew up in the Winston-Salem area and had an interest in music and academics from an early age. Due to her naturally deep empathy for others, she chose nursing as a career and after high school graduated from the Mercy School of Nursing as a registered nurse. In her early career, her love of children and babies saw her working as a labor and delivery nurse in Charlotte, North Carolina, where she met a young medical student who would win her heart and become her future husband, Dr. John Stewart Skelton Sr. After many happy and engaging years of raising her three children, she returned to nursing first as a volunteer for St. Luke's Medical Clinic in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and later began one of her most cherished roles in life as Nurse Sherry for Meeting Street Academy in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Sherry is survived by her husband of 38 years, John Sr., son John Jr. of Dallas, Texas, with grandchildren Ian, Aria, and Austin, daughter Jessica of Greenville, South Carolina, with grandchildren Liam and Karis, and son William of Dallas, Texas. She is also survived by her sister Carolyn of Sparta, North Carolina, and her brother Robert of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, as well as several nieces and nephews. Her beloved grandchildren knew her as Mimi. She will be dearly missed by all who knew her. A visitation was held on Friday, May 5th, 2023, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Dunbar Funeral Home. Memorial services were held on Saturday, May 6th, 2023, at 1 p.m. at Dunbar Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, please make any donations to the Meeting Street Academy Music Fund, Meeting Street Academy, Spartanburg, 201 East Broad Street, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29306. In memory of Hamilton Armstead Slate, Jr., December 17, 1942 to May 14, 2023. Hamilton Armstead Slate, Jr., A.D. of Newton, surrounded by family, passed into the arms of his Savior on Sunday, May 14th, at his residence. He was born on December 17, 1942, in Petersburg, Virginia, to the late Hamilton Armstead Slate Sr. and Mary Heath Slate. He was a member of First Methodist Church of Conover. In addition to his parents, he was preceded in death by his brother George Robert Slate and his sister June Marie Slate Campo. Left to cherish his memory are his wife of 57 years, Jean Long Slate of the home, daughter Angela Slate Morovsky and husband Tony of Newton, grandchildren Cole Slate Morovsky, Cora Ann Morovsky, and Connor Anthony Morovsky, sister Betty Slate Smothers, and husband Billy of Birmingham, Alabama, several nieces, nephews, and cousins. H.A. was a proud veteran who loved his country. As a Special Forces soldier, he had 2 year-long tours in Vietnam and received the Bronze Star for meritorious service for each tour. He was awarded the Master Parachutist Badge and Combat Infantry Badge. After serving in the military, he attended Gaston College and began a career in heating and air conditioning as a sales representative. He continued serving his country for 8 more years in the National Guard and Reserves and became a drill sergeant. He enjoyed fishing, woodworking, reading, and traveling, and in his younger days, rock climbing and camping. His life was one of service. He was a scout leader in Fayetteville and in Panama. Wherever the family lived, H.A. was active in the church, serving in various capacities. Campground United Methodist Church, Fayetteville, and Page Memorial United Methodist Church, Aberdeen, are the churches where he served the longest and developed many lifelong friendships. He enjoyed teaching Sunday school, disciple Bible study, and serving with the Methodist men. Feeding the hungry and helping those in need was a passion, and he did this through soup kitchens, pantries, and manna. He was active in the Lions Club, Pine Bluff, until medical complications prevented this. H.A. served as governor of 31F District in 2000 to 2001. H.A.'s life centered around faith, family, and friends. He served the Lord well. He was a devoted husband, loving father, and grandfather. He was a mentor to many. Spending time with his family, especially the grandchildren, was his greatest joy. A memorial service to celebrate H.A.'s life was held on Saturday, May 20th, 2023, at 12 noon at First Methodist Church in Conover. Reverend John Wood and Reverend Charmaine Van Ruin officiated. Inurnment followed in the church columbarium. The family received friends prior to the service from 11 to 11:45 a.m. at First Methodist Church in Conover. Memorials may be made to First Methodist Church Conover, 410 First Avenue North, Conover, North Carolina, 28613, or the North Carolina Lions Foundation, P.O. Box 39, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673, or Carolina Caring, 3975 Robinson Road, Newton, North Carolina, 28658. Condolences to the Slate family may be made online on the Bennett Funeral Service of Newton at this address, www.bennett, that's with two N's and two T's, funeralservice.com. Camp Dogwood is looking for bingo sponsors. Camp Dogwood is looking for clubs to sponsor bingo this year. If you or your club would like to be a sponsor, please contact Tammy at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or Tammy at nclionsinc.org. NCICON 2023 Southeastern Breakfast. If you are going to attend the Lions Club International Convention in Boston, the Southeastern Breakfast will be held on Sunday, July 9th, 2023, from 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. Tickets are $65 per person. The event will be held at the Omni Boston Seaport in Momentum Ballroom A, B, and C. Make checks payable to NC Lions Promotions and mail to Attention, PCC Gary Steele, Promotions Chair, 2252 Baker Mill Road, Cleveland, North Carolina, 27013. Checks must be received by June 15th, 2023. No exceptions. In memory of Anita Mosley Patrick, April 7th, 1939 to April 22nd, 2023. Anita Mosley Patrick, 84, of Columbia, died on Saturday, April 22, 2023, at Three Rivers Health and Rehab Center, Windsor. Anita was born in Nash County, North Carolina, on April 7, 1939, to the late Johnny and Annie Mae Turner Mosley. She was a member of Malachi Chapel Free Will Baptist Church, the Columbia Lions Club, and the Columbia Red Hat Society, and was a graduate of Oscar F. Smith High School in Chesapeake, Virginia. She was an employee of the Terrell County Public Library. She loved to work in her garden, canning, and sharing her flowers with family and friends. She worked as a caregiver, always helping those in need. She was known for her sense of humor, her crafts, her wedding cakes, and her ability to find a good yard sale. Surviving are her three sons, Joy W. Spencer, Jr. of Columbia, Johnny L. Spencer of Columbia, and Daniel K. Spencer of Franklinton, North Carolina. Six grandchildren, Waylon Spencer, Josie S. Van Horn, Harley Spencer, Crystal Johnson, Tara Francis, and Brittany Francis. One great-grandchild, Branson Reese Spencer, and a brother, Garland Mosley of Chesapeake, Virginia. In addition to her parents, she was preceded in death by three sisters, Jean M. Linton, Joyce M. Sheeran, and Shirley Carlson. A memorial service was held at 6 p.m. on Friday, April 28, 2023, at Malachi Chapel Free Will Baptist Church, with pastors David Furlow and Donald Liverman officiating. The family received friends in the church fellowship hall immediately following the service. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Columbia Lions Club or the Terrell County Volunteer Fire Department. In memory of Lawrence H. Sandy III, September 12, 1938 to April 20, 2023. Lions Serve Diverse Tomorrows by Lion John Michener. D.G. Alan Swaim of Wendell, North Carolina, visited Edenton nearly 3 years ago. Seeing him homesick for the 51st state and its unique blend of sky and sea, Boy Scout mom Amy Swaim, a.k.a. Soccer Lady, agrees to take the helm and shushes Alan out the door late afternoon toward U.S. 64 and 17 East. Her guy is delighted to cross the Chowan River a few hours later. Born in the prior millennium, Swaim again serves NC Lions District 31S as its district governor. thanks to the good folk at North Carolina State for his civil engineering degree and Duke Law for his jurisprudence. Service as a Lion has energized Swaim since 1997. He arrived extra early the night of March 27, 2023, to hear business scuttlebutt and observe club members socializing. He noticed new faces present. Growth is wonderful. 2 days earlier, on the morning of Saturday, March 25th, 2023, locals were up way too early. Think 4 a.m., while skies are still black and clear before a rogue fog settles in for a few hours. Beautiful sunshine finally appeared before noon. One lion had been with family near Fairfield and Swan Quarter the night before, then up extra early to drive back to Edenton through fog to assemble the morning's breakfast banquet. Outstanding! Lions prepared fresh pancakes, scrambled umpteen dozen eggs, heated sausage patties, and churned warm grits with cheese. Two by two, eggs are cracked without shell fragments appearing in the yellow soup. Orange juice, coffee, and bottled water were available. Retired athletic coaches were on hand. Beads of perspiration appeared on some foreheads, but none dropped on the edibles below. More than 800 plates were served before all aprons were retired a few hours later. The calories consumed were delicious, and the fellowship at this indoor picnic was outstanding. As iPhones disappeared into pockets, genuine face-to-face interactions ensued. Whether one is a newcomer or an old-timer, young whippersnapper or old buzzard, all know they are welcome. A fourth grader educated in Kodiak, Alaska, was in the lower 48 states with his father for the first time. This energetic lad voluntarily helped with cleanup. The 10-year-old was clueless as to how peanuts grew and was excited to learn they grew underground, in the dark, not in sunshine above the turf-like pecan trees. Are you kidding me? Wait until others in Alaska hear this. But I digress. Back to Swaim's talk with this pride of lions. Alan Swaim recalled his last visit in 2020 when do something was the motive for gathering altered. Let me start the sentence again, please. Sorry. Alan Swaim recalled his last visit in 2020 when do something was the motif for a gathering altered by COVID-19. Are lions now just hanging in there, or is there a renewed sense of service to others? After being formally introduced at the Baptist Family Center, Swaim said that he is grateful and proud to be the governor of District 31S, though it is the poorest of the five Lions district in North Carolina. D.G. Swaim noted that praising small successes trumps put-downs of major mistakes. For example, he used fourth-grade math to illustrate. If someone says 9 times 7 equals 74, major shrieks erupt and eyes roll. However, if one says 9 times 3 equals 27, no one notices. Standing up, Swaim said right answers daily need to be applauded, particularly for folk who 4 times out of 3 have trouble with math. Swaim eased himself onto a chair near the tables where the lions were. Seated, Alan Swaim created a family fireside chat atmosphere without telling anyone in advance. He recalled lions as Knights of the Blind, healed river blindness, China, rescued many harmed by typhoons in 2013, or earthquakes 2007. He conveyed his sense of being a lion as similar to peak moments during a family reunion when everything clicked. Those gathered then knew all was well. Trust is real. Fundamental commitment is authentic and secure for many tomorrows. Rising, D.G. Swaim salutes the recent fundraiser at the Methodist Family Center and highlighted Edenton Lions Club history since 1937. Swaim received an 85th anniversary pin to commemorate his March 2023 visit to Edenton. Swaim presented a chevron to club treasurer Lion Lynn Scheel, honoring his 3-plus decades of service. He also welcomed new members, Lions Kelsey Willis and Wendy Martin, and presented each with a Lions Club International pin and membership certificate. Those gals were so happy. Alan then conversed with newer lions whom he had not yet met. Friends, this is how chicken salad is made from chicken feathers. Care for the visually and hearing impaired continues and improves. Sight and insight work together. Healing happens. Lions serve. May it ever be so. NC Lions VIP Fishing Tournament Incorporated will have an online auction June 1st to 30th of 2023. There is $40,000 worth of merchandise, outings, and vacation packages up for grabs. The proceeds benefit the 2023 NC Lions VIP Fishing Tournament. You can browse, register, and keep bidding. Auction registration is free and secure. Just go to www.ncvipfishing.org. Click on the auction tab. Click on online registration. Enter your information and complete your registration. And then start bidding on items. And good luck. The Goldsboro Downtown Lions are having a raffle for a getaway. Your first prize is your choice of one of five condos in these locations: Myrtle Beach, South Carolina; Williamsburg, Virginia; Gatlinburg, Tennessee; Orlando, Florida; and Las Vegas, Nevada. The condo includes kitchen, laundry, exercise room, pool, gift shop, and much more. So that first prize is your option of a week in one of those locations. Or if you prefer, you can opt to take $1,250 in cash instead. There's a second prize of $500 and third and fourth prizes of $250 each. These tickets go for $20 each or six tickets for $100. The drawing will be held on Thursday, June 22nd of 2023. If you're interested, please contact the Goldsboro Downtown Lions Club, called Second VDGE Gene Getz at 414-640-5953. There's going to be an eyeglass sorting event August 31st at 3 p.m. until September 6th at 10 a.m. Call or email Tammy for more info and to reserve a room. And that's Tammy at nclionsinc.org or call 828-478-2135, extension 229, for more info. Save the date. The Camp Dogwood Volunteer Week will be April 4th, 2024 at 3 p.m. to April 10th, 2024 at 10 a.m. For more information or to reserve a room, please contact Tammy at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or Tammy at nclionsinc.org. This newsletter includes some forms for volunteer registration and participant registration for the NC Lions VIP Fishing Tournament that's going to be held October 15th to 18th, and some registration and hotel reservation forms for the Boston 2023 event. In memory of Lawrence H. Sandy III, September 12, 1938 to April 20, 2023. PDG Lawrence H. Sandy III, age 84, of Lancaster, Ohio, and formerly of Seaboard, North Carolina, passed away Thursday, April 20, 2023, at the Pickering House in Lancaster. Sandy was born September 12, 1938, in Salem, Ohio, the son of Lawrence Sandy Jr. and Ruth Sparks. He was a U.S. Navy veteran, retired with 20 years of service as a senior chief petty officer, and a member of the Amanda Lions Club and previously the Lions Club of Jackson, North Carolina, where he served as district governor. He was a member and past commander of the Amanda American Legion, post number 57. He had recently been attending the Cedar Hill Baptist Church in Lancaster. He is survived by his children Jackie Evans, Philip J. Sandy, and Valerie Wirtz, grandchildren Jennifer Evans, Clint Evans, Aaron Schmelzer, and Shannon and Harrison Sandy, great-grandchildren Brody, Sloan, DeClan, Rory, Vera, Wren, Wesley, Carson, and Parker, siblings Juanita Cushman, Ruth Reynolds Hampson, Sharon Belknap, Richard Sandy, and Milton and Robert Sparks, brother-in-law P.J. Conwell, sisters-in-law Patsy Williams and Elaine Baldassare. He was preceded in death by his wife of 54 years, Marilyn Conwell Sandy, son L.H. Sandy IV, father and stepmother, Lawrence and Alta Sandy Jr., mother and stepfather, Ruth Marple, and Frank Sparks' brother, James Sparks. A graveside service with military honors conducted by the Lancaster Veterans Burial Detail was held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, April 25, 2023, at Amanda Township Cemetery. The arrangements were in the care of Taylor Theller Funeral Home, Amanda, Ohio. In memory of Matilda Tilly Marchese, May 18, 1934 to May 17, 2023. Tilly was born in Brooklyn, New York, to an Italian mother and Irish father, which led to her unique sense of humor and outlook on life. She was the first in her family to attend college and earned a bachelor's degree in education from St. John's University, where she met her husband, Joe. After graduating, Tilly worked as an elementary school teacher. They eventually moved to Long Island to start their family. Tilly spent the next 20 years raising their 7 children. She was always actively involved in the local schools and spent many a PTA meeting crocheting Afghans while giving her input on whatever issue was being discussed. She loved tending to the large garden in her backyard, which kept her growing family supplied with all the tomatoes, zucchini, and eggplant they could eat. When her children got older and she had more time to herself, she could be found zipping around the roller skating rink. After the children were out of high school, Tilly and Joe relocated to Wilmington, North Carolina, and settled in to enjoy retired life. For Tilly, this meant trading in the PTA meetings for homeowners association meetings, volunteering as editor and writer of the association monthly newsletter, and being an active member of the Wilmington, North Carolina Lions Club, taking the role of president for several years. She was also a dedicated volunteer at the Basilica Shrine of St. Mary in their outreach program. Millie had a heart of gold, and it is impossible to express how dearly she will be missed by those she left behind. A life well lived, a rest well earned. She is survived by Joseph, her husband of 65 years, her children Philip Marchese, Catherine Marchese, Teresa Pratt, Joseph Marchese, Frank Marchese, Diane Marchese, and Andrea Patterson, 15 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. She is also survived by her sister Teresa Burke and multiple nephews, nieces, and cousins. She was predeceased by her parents Francis and Teresa Daly, brother Frank Daly, and daughter Marie Marchese. Visitation was held at Wilmington Funeral and Cremation, 1535 South 41st Street in Wilmington, on Tuesday, May 23rd, from 5 to 7. Mass of Christian burial took place on Wednesday, May 24th, at the Basilica Shrine of St. Mary. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made to the Wilmington, North Carolina Lions Foundation, 1320 Honor Lane, Wilmington, North Carolina, 28412. Dear listeners, I am running out of time. The newsletter, I haven't even gotten halfway through it, but I will read the last of the obituaries, and I will try to get to the end. In memory of Roy Leroy Jernigan, April 3rd, 1931 to May 30th, 2023. Roy Leroy Jernigan peacefully went to meet his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on May 30, 2023, at the age of 92. He was first and foremost a strong disciple of Jesus Christ, then a loving husband to Billy for 68 years, father to Bert of Sanford, North Carolina, Susan of Eastover, North Carolina, and Mark of Richmond, Virginia. He was also a loving grandfather and great-grandfather to Laura Jernigan of Sanford, Ginger Moeller, parents of Wyatt Grace Lynn and Austin Moeller of Fort Mill, South Carolina, Matthew Thomas of Aberdeen, North Carolina, Tate, parents of Theodore Jernigan of Bradenton, Florida, Dixon Jernigan, parents of Charlotte Hudson and Harper Jernigan of Newport News, Virginia, and Hunter Hurd Jernigan of Newport News, Virginia. He was a native of Harnett County, North Carolina. Following high school, he served a tour in the Army, earning a Purple Heart in the Korean conflict. He later became an embalmer's apprentice at Miller's Funeral Home in Sanford, where he met his wife. After marrying Billy, he reentered the Army, serving for 4 more years at various posts up and down the East Coast. After this second tour in the Army, he worked briefly as a repair technician for Remington Rand Corporation in Charlotte before joining his father-in-law at Roy Dixon Tire Company in Sanford. However, his primary career was as a group health insurance sales representative for Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. His deep knowledge of health insurance, his genuine concern for his clients' needs, and his well-earned reputation for honesty and integrity enabled him to perform at a top level throughout his career until retiring in 1992. After his second tour in the Army, he and Billy moved to Sanford, where they joined Steel Street Methodist Church, now St. Luke United Methodist Church, where he sang in the choir, was a member of the Methodist Men, the Wednesday morning prayer breakfast, Parker Sunday School class, served as a group leader for the Methodist Youth Fellowship, assisted with VBS, served as a Webelos Den leader, was a Sunday school teacher, and a certified lay speaker, preaching at various churches in Sanford and the surrounding area. Roy retired as chief of the Sanford Volunteer Fire Department after many years of loyal service. He was a member of the Sanford Lions Club, where he enjoyed working with other Lions to put on the Lee County Fair throughout the years. He also served as a district governor for the Lions Club International. He was an active member of Sanford Masonic Lodge No. 151, where he served as master and district deputy grand lecturer. He was a leader in the Walk to Emmaus ministry, a faithful participant in the Kairos prison ministry, where he shared the good news of the gospel with inmates at Central Prison in Raleigh, North Carolina. He was a founding member of Short Journey, a Kairos group that was the first to meet with and share the good news with death row inmates. Along with Billy, he drove cancer patients to treatment through Highway to Healing, called on first-time church workers through the Doorstep Ministry, took communion to shut-ins, delivered Meals on Wheels, made shuttle deliveries for food pantries, and chaired the local Red Cross blood drives for 5 years. For 18 years, Roy and his family spent a week each summer as volunteers building houses through the Macon County Program for Progress, a program similar to Habitat for Humanity. He and Billy went on several disaster relief mission trips in Mississippi and Florida. Along with his son, Mark, and daughter-in-law, Stacy, he served on a mission team traveling to the Dominican Republic and Haiti. There is much more in this obituary about Mr. Jernigan, but I must start my outro. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content for this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.